Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome, dear viewers, to a very special program here today. I am your host, the HMIC of Nettoons Productions. We're coming at you live as I have a friendly conversation with the one and only CEO of Toon Nation. And I know you guys have heard that we've had a bunch of beef as of late, but for today, we will be sponsoring a crossover event like none has ever seen. Would you like to tell the good people more?
Yes. So today we will be doing a cartoon draft. We invited two other friends on, two special guests that we'll intro a bit later. So just anyone that's been following the podcast, we've done an anime villain draft before. We've also done an X-Men draft. So this is our third official ever draft. And just with that, I'm Demetrius.
And I'm Demetrius.
And Meech and Meech presents
the Blurred City Podcast.
So with that, like I mentioned, we're going to get into our cartoon draft today. We're super excited for it. We have two special guests on. One, we're bringing back Dejan, Dante. Good to have you.
Yes, sir. What's going on, gang?
Yes. And then one of my best friends on this sphere, rock we call Earth, Alexis. Good to have you as well.
Thank you.
All right, so before we get into the bigger introductions, let's get into that legal spiegel.
The purpose of this podcast is to explore digital and print media. All sources we reference are owned by their respective companies, and our thoughts and opinions are strictly our own and reflect no biases or corporate agendas. Your discretion is advised.
All right, so how we open up every podcast, we get it with what's hot. So it's like what's big in pop culture, nerddom. On our Monday episode, we already covered the strikes going on in Hollywood. But anything else just like in pop culture, TV, anime, cartoons, that's hot to any of y'all?
So for the anime side, what I've been mostly been watching right now is Macho and Muscle. And that anime is so funny, man. Just, of course, if y'all don't know what the anime is, it's basically about a kid who basically doesn't have magic and also wants to become like a magic student, but also uses his physical aspects of his skills to actually just help him like get past these trials.
So Black Hope. And then
yes.
And yeah, it's a funny, very funny one. And also watching Hell's Paradise, which is a really good one as well. Because one of my brother got me into that anime as well too. And then I don't know what's talking about the gaming side, but the gaming side, I've just been playing Tears of the Kingdom, Legend of Zelda.
Nice. Meech, what you got?
All right. We come at you live with just a bunch of nonsense. All right. So starting off with the anime scene, continuing on with that. Jujutsu Kaisen season -1 is still going strong. The budget is kind of crazy on here, but speaking of budget, One Piece, all right. I estimate two more episodes before the big thing happens, and they have been wilding out on the budget. Like, fact, this week's episode kind of budget increased out of nowhere to movie quality levels, and I'm here for it. RIP to all the animators' families. We would like to send you guys a care package, but international laws and things going on in this world right now, we can't do that. Continuing on, we got ourselves Bleach. Bleach is, again, going fire, crazy. Out here with the poster in the back, right? We stay strong, but we got to move on. We got to keep moving. We're going to the comic book scene, right? So, Amazing Spider-Man, right? You know, I don't talk about Amazing Spider-Man because that whole series is kind of trash right now, but it's setting up the return of the best spider of all time. Of that superior life. So he coming back, and I'm here for it. Also, in case Summer Symbiote still going strong, the Miles Morales book still going crazy. Actually, so in case you guys don't know, Kamala Khan, Miss Marvel, she got She got unalived in the comics, which really doesn't amount to anything. But essentially, she's getting revived in a new comic book series that's actually written by Iman Vellani, a.k.a. the actress who plays Ms. Marvel in the TV show. She's writing her comic book, and now she's a confirmed mutant. So, 10 clues as to why that's happening. But yeah, that's pretty much mainly what we'll talk about on that end. Next, we got ourselves the video game scene, because video game scene kind of gone wild. Mortal Kombat 1.
Yes.
I needs it. I needs it yesterday. Okay. Next thing on the list, we got ourselves this crossover in Call of Duty that has the boys in there.
Alexander,
Starlight, and Black Noir are in Call of Duty. And I may have to re-download it and go back to my rat ways. Riot Shield and Shotgun, Dragon Breath rounds, and my full decoy rounds. I am a menace. I play to annoy others. And that's my way of fun. Yes, hate me in comics. Comments, I'm a villain. I don't care. I'm a rat. All right. So moving on. We got ourselves Alan Wake 2. They released another trailer for that. Highly anticipated sequel to acclaimed original Xbox exclusive game, and then went on to PC to where I could play it now. And then we have ourselves Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach, the Ruin DLC, dropping July 25th. So for the FNAF community and all y'all theorists out there, you guys finally get the DLC. I will be watching the Game Theory and all of his reviews on that, as well as FNAF and Rytos and everybody else in that community. So I'll be watching that. Next, Silent Hill Ascension released another press interview detailing like the backstory of the game. I was already copying it before. I'm definitely copying it now. So yes, I need everybody here on this call to copy it, to grab a copy, because it's multiplayer. So it's a multiplayer experience, and I need all of us to play it, so that way I can be laughing while all y'all getting terrified.
Play horror games.
Nope. You playing it today. All right. And then the final thing on the video game side, they released an announcement, Wakanda Forever, the Black Panther single player game, officially a thing. It's a free roam. We get to be King T'Challa as he's exploring Wakanda. I need that game yesterday. It sounds like it's about to be like Insomniac Spider-Man levels of hype and of craziness. And of course, Spider-Man 2, as soon as that game drops, we all playing that. We have no choice. And now finally, movies and TV. We have ourselves Ahsoka coming soon. You know, I already know I'm going to be watching that. We got Blue Beetle, the final trailer for that dropped. We also received a trailer for Godzilla Minus One.
I saw that.
Oh boy, Godzilla looking clean. That's my Zilla right there. And then the thing that had me crying was Deadpool 3, when they released that image of Deadpool and Hugh Jackman, the huge jacked man that he is, in that yellow suit, brought me to tears, man. And then the tears of joy immediately turns to tears of hatred. As you guys know, if you listen to the Secret Invasion episode, I'm not going to get into it because I'm not about negative vibes right now. Well, more than I already am. But yeah, and then finally this week, as you're listening to this episode, this is Barbieheimer week. So we got ourselves Oppenheimer and we got ourselves the Barbie movie. Let us know in the comments which one are y'all seeing first. I know for me, I'm starting with Oppenheimer and I'm ending with Barbie.
And so, I'm starting with Barbie and I'm ending with Oppenheimer.
The circle's complete. Easy. Easy money. So whatever. So yeah, that's all I got for my announcement.
You basically got it. Only thing left, I just kind of want to quick mention, shout out to our boy Donovan. He dropped his last part of his kind of comics, Alien Stole My Heart. That's available on Webtoons if you want to check it out. Alexis, real quick, did you have anything you wanted to add? So with that, now we're going to get into our introductions. So with that, we already know Dante, just a cool person all around. For Alexis, just kind of introducing to our audience. So kind of like what got you into nerddom, if you want to start with that.
Yeah, so my name's Alexis. I'm a graduate student. I guess I kind of grew up watching cartoons and anime and things like that, and it just kind of never went away as I got older. Found some more friends who were into that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and what were like some of your favorite shows and characters growing up?
So probably one of my favorite shows. Well, I'll have to say Pokemon. I know we're not really talking about like anime, but as far as like cartoons go, like that was coming on Cartoon Network and I absolutely loved it so much. I was also a really big fan of Avatar when that came out. I'm sure most people were. Let's see what I love Scooby-Doo. That was one of my favorite shows as a kid. Yeah. And let's see, favorite characters. Another show that I really liked that I feel like I don't meet a lot of other people have heard of it or is As Told by Ginger. I don't know if anyone here has heard of that, but I loved that show and I felt like I could really relate to the main character, Ginger, with just as her struggles of getting older and encountering new life experiences. So.
And I would say, like, you're one of my favorite people to watch certain animes with because your opinions are hilarious from time to time. But we don't have to get all into that. So anything else you're into now?
So right now, actually, I just started watching Bob's Burgers. I've never seen it before. And my friend makes all sorts of references to it. So I finally decided to just play that in the background sometimes. But I think other than that, the most recent cartoons that I've been really into are She-Ra and the Princesses of Power. Really amazing series. It's on Netflix. And let's see what else. And I also recently watched Bee and Puppy Cat. Also, great show.
Nice. So thanks for introducing yourself. Now we're about to start our drafts. But Meech, can you hit us with the sponsor for the day?
Absolutely. So for the sponsor of today, we have ourselves none other than Nettoons and Toon Nation. Come join the fabulous two networks where you can observe cartoons and shows alike. We have various different contents from your past, your present, and your future. So come and join the Nettoons or Toon Nation today.
So now we're going to just get into the rules for the draft. So the goal of this draft is to put together the best collection of cartoons to be the superior television network. There's going to be 6 total rounds. Each person will select 1 TV show per round with 5 on your main roster and 1 wild card. It's a snake draft. We should all have the snake draft order up on our computers. So round 1, first person, A, B, C, D. And then in round 2, it flips. Person we picked last in the first round, we'll pick first in the second round. And then wild card, we're going to generate the order for that. For the rules, mainly applying for the first 5 rounds. Some of these rules change for the wild card. But don't take forever to pick. You're going to get the Squid Billies for your first 5 rounds. Don't take forever. Have a minimum of 20 cartoons ready to go. All of you are ready. You never let me down. So with that, come up with a name for your television network company. You can do that by the end based on what you pick. We already have it, Toon Nation and then Nettoons. With that, cartoons from all platforms are free game. So television, streaming, internet, web series, etc. For this next one, it's going to be slightly controversial, but no Americanized versions of anime shows. So like Pokemon, Digimon, Yu-Gi-Oh! For the wild card, we're going to loosely enforce that, except for the fact that, you can't have Pokemon picked in the wild card. That's just not fair. I think Pokemon would literally go and be like either 1 or 2 pick if that was available. For the next rule, have to select 1 show. Crossovers don't count. For example, like we mentioned last week, The Fairly Odd Parents, Jimmy Neutron, Power Hour crossover. And then for our final rule, you get 1 version of the show. Not both with 1 pick. For example, you either get Teen Titans or you get Teen Titans Go. You're not getting both. And the only time this is going to change, unless it's a linear progression of the same main character, it's an anime example, but Naruto and Naruto Shippuden, but for cartoons. All right. So with that, I will share the screen, if you will allow me. Good, sir.
Yes. Go ahead. Take the power.
All right. So this is a live generation of who's getting the orders for that. There will be no complaining. All right, so here we go. Randomization. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I can work with that.
Okay. Okay. I can live with that. I can live with that. Y'all, you still ain't winning. It easy.
All right.
Easy money. Easy money.
This is light work. Perfect. So the order, we have me going first for the first time ever. Second is Meech. Third is Dante. And then fourth is Alexis. All right. So with that, I'll stop sharing. And the draft, we are now on the board. The number one pick is obvious. There can be no other number one pick but Avatar: The Last Airbender. Give it here.
Yeah, that was pretty clear. That was pretty clear. But you know what? I came with some heat too, right? Let me go ahead and get Star Wars: The Clone Wars.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, sir. Dante.
All right, man. Let me start off with something good and underrated. I'm gonna go with Generator Rex.
Can I get Invincible?
Ooh.
Ooh, out the game. Yeah. All right. And then for the second round, you are up again, Alexis.
Okay. Can I get Scooby-Doo?
That's a good one. That's a good back-to-back pick.
Yep.
All right, Dante.
Shoot. Oh, man. I'll take some good ones now. Let me get My Life to Teenage Robot.
Okay. All right. I need to come out hitting the gate swinging. Give me the Boondocks.
Dang. All right. So, man, this is good. This is good. You know what? I'm going to do Batman the Animated Series for my second round pick.
Okay.
Mm. And for the third round coming up first, this is the first controversial pick, but this is all Misha's fault because this shouldn't count as a cartoon. But when we did our anime villain draft, you wouldn't let me get this character. And you said it was because it was an American show, which was a cartoon. For my number one pick of the third round, I'm taking Castlevania.
Hey, go to game.
Yeah, that was solid. Solid picks. All right. You want to play like that? Okay. Let me go ahead. Grab me that boy. Spectacular Spider-Man.
Favorite show, man. Dang.
All right, Dante.
That man became the Rizzler in that show. But
Rizzler,
so man. I think it's gonna be Ed, Edd, and Eddy.
Ooh, okay. Alexis.
Can I get the Magic School Bus?
Hey.
That's deep in the
back right there. All right. So for the fourth round, Alexis, you're up again.
Can I get Kim Possible?
Nice. All right, Dante.
You know what? I might go a JetX / Toon Duty combo. I would say Puka.
Okay. All right. Time for me to go ahead and hit y'all with a deep one again. Superhero Static Shock. Let's go.
That's a good one. All right. Whew. For the last pick of the fourth round, SpongeBob SquarePants. I can't believe y'all left it on the board so long. Let me get that.
Nah, this is really like, I don't need SpongeBob.
All right. And then first pick of the fifth round. This is actually starting to get tough. See, because I'm stuck between like personal favorites versus like excellent TV shows. And if I have SpongeBob, that means I kind of covered the base of mindless TV. So with that, I am going to pick Samurai Jack.
Dang it, I was about to take that one. But it's fine. I still got great picks. You know, I already covered a good number of the audiences, right? But now is the time where I get to pick greatness. Courage the Cowardly Dog. Give me fan.
Good one. That's a very good one.
All right, Dante.
We got to go with the cartoon that had one, amazing songs, two, memorable characters, and three, that brain song, if you remember, Billy and Mandy.
Dang. I was like, no.
You ain't nothing.
All right, Alexis, you have the final pick of the main first five rounds.
Kids Next Door.
Oh, that's a good one. All right, so, wow, That's great. That's great. So now we're getting into the wild card round, which we will regenerate the list. Let me reshare my screen for that. I think none of us are going to know what the others are picking for this wild card round. Regenerating in 3, 2, 1. All right, so in this wild card round, we have Meech, Alexis, Dante, and then me last. All right, go ahead.
Woo!
Third.
So in this round, right, so we can pick some Americanized anime, right?
What part of you ain't getting Pokemon do I have to explain to you?
Don't worry about it. I don't need Pokemon. I don't need it. Go ahead. Let's play the game that got me to Japan for a good spell. It's time to
Yu-Gi-Oh! Can literally counts in the same category. It's in the rules.
Is that
it's
a rule?
Literally in the rules.
It says enforced loosely. We are loosely.
Nope. This is what we not gonna do. Take it back.
No. What we gonna do is hold on. Where's
that pick is going to the Shadow Realm. You are not getting Yu-Gi-Oh. No.
Send it back.
Nah, y'all crazy. That's crazy. All right. I'm gonna see y'all about my revenge.
That's why I picked Castlevania.
All right, I'll see y'all about my revenge. Okay. So if I can't pick that,
which
I
cannot.
Can pick something that is just as recognizable. Something that caused a complete craze to where a whole fast food franchise changed as a result. Rick and Morty. Szechuan sauce.
I literally saw it sitting there and I was like, oh, should I go after it? That's a good pick. All right, Alexis, number two.
Can I get Hey Arnold?
All right. Hey Arnold picked Dante.
Man, let me tell y'all something real quick. I'm surprised we ain't said this. Justice League Unlimited.
Ooh. You see, I had Batman the Animated Series, so I kind of had my superhero quota built. Justice League
Unlimited. Man, goated show, man.
All right. And for the final pick of the wild card round, I am going to the realm of Netflix, a TV show that when it came out, after the third episode, destroyed a lot of hearts and minds. Gamers know what I'm talking about. It's a bit of a jinx, if you will. I'm going with Arcane.
Okay. Okay.
That's really good. Nice. So with that, we're going to get into our post-draft discussion, kind of talk about why we chose each pick and this other shows that got kind of left off the board. Since I went first, I'll go with mine. Avatar The Last Airbender is like picking LeBron James. It's like you literally have to pick him number one. There's nothing I need to say about that and why it went number one. For Batman the Animated Series, which was actually like my number two, so I got actually my 1, 2, and 3 picks that I listed out. Batman the Animated Series has some of the best voice acting with Mark Hamill, and also just the goat as Batman. So with that, we have a lot of great storytelling. We have the superhero kind of craze and vein filled out. Also just like very good action. So that's kind of like a revolutionary cartoon and superhero show at the time that it came out. For the third one of Castlevania, Alexis, you and I have watched Castlevania. Absolutely incredible. When you want to talk about like animation budget going crazy, the fights were absolutely insane. And then we're also going to later get like another kind of follow-up series with that. So definitely Castlevania is one of the top picks. Meech, that's completely your fault because it could have been classified as an anime.
Oh no, but that means I would have lost the anime villain draft, which I definitely didn't.
All right, so with that, we have SpongeBob SquarePants, which we talked about last week, is like one of the other top cartoons of all time. It fills my mindless void so we can, you know, get children in and just like have them tune in constantly for 6 hours at a time. Samurai Jack, something we talked about being on Adult Swim. Also kind of that semi-tsunami block action, great storytelling, and it actually got a good ending after they went back and fixed it. And then Arcane, again, League of Legends, absolutely stole the show once it was actually here. So I think I got a solid 6 to kind of get people in. Meech, with you being number 2, you want to describe your picks?
All right, so I'm maybe number two in order, but number one in people's hearts because my picks are actually out here in flames. All right, so firstly, I had to pick Clone Wars, right? As the Star Wars guy and as a representative of the Star Wars nation and a representative of the Daughter of Ferrix, the Sword of the Jedi, I did not want to incur her wrath. And
yeah, you were going to get jumped if you didn't pick that.
So yeah, I definitely had to pick that one. Also, it's a great series. You can jump in at literally any moment because most of the episodes are episodic, animation, definitely good, and go to action, and it gets like real deep, serious topics. Moving on to deep and serious topics, we have the two backbones of Black culture, right? With Static and Boondocks. What more do I have to say about both of these that haven't been said already? Instrumental in the Black community, Boondocks being the ultimate satire. And then you have Static actually talking about real life topics and is a superhero show that kids can really jump into and really like be involved with on the DC side. And of course, I had to get Spectacular Spider-Man because Josh Keaton's voice as Spider-Man is legendary. As Dante said, he's the ultimate Rizzler. He has the Riz on that man is unmatched throughout that entire series. And yet it still was a solid show. And unlike the 90s show, you could actually see them like fist fighting each other. The symbiote saga was actually given its weight. And you could definitely just feel the love in that one. Speaking of love, Courage, the Cowardly Dog. The Things I Do for Love, y'all. This one touched me in the horror sense. It touched me emotionally because this show was it. Like, I know Alexis got Scooby-Doo, but if you want like a true spiritual successor to Scooby-Doo, it's Courage. And Courage definitely like had all of us kids, at least in the 2000s, in a chokehold for a good moment of time. And then finally, as I said, Rick and Morty, today's age, is probably one of the more recognizable shows that you could ever hear about. The fact that they forced McDonald's to release the Szechuan sauce that I still actually have two packets of to this day, unopened. So I'm not even gonna hold you. But still, and then the fact like, hey, it's a Back to the Future satire slash reference. All the references in that show is top notch. The humor's top notch. And that's something that the adults could definitely bind into as well. So that's my picks and why.
You definitely got Swifty with that. All right. So Dante, let's go.
All right. We talking about just most of five picks or just like our
All six.
All six. Okay. So. Yeah, Generator Rex is like a very amazing, like almost like I think Silver Age or Gold Age of cartoons. It's like came out like right when Benta Alien Force came out. Then the characters and the story was really really great. And then I did like Rex's power that he could like to like absorb any kind of like any kind of machinery and turn into like a part of him. Like he needed to absorb his chainsaw, maybe like chainsaw hands, or it was a car. He could like mechanical fist, he could just fight enemies. And then I just love that power and just definitely want to see like more of it. But I don't think they haven't finished it or not. But if so, I wanted it to come back. So, and then My Life Teenage Robot, so I was playing Therese. It's like really like about like a teenage robot who wants to be like just like a real person. And also he's also like a superhero as well too. And then a lot of the characters are memorable and a lot of the episodes are pretty amazing as well too. And then, but speaking of that, man, my favorite cartoon, and also I'm glad nobody chose this, was Ed, Edd n Eddy. Man, if Keep Your Friends Close in a Small Circle was a cartoon, Ed, Edd n Eddy was a good one. And they had an amazing movie too. They had like really good movies, but I think the best movie they had was like their final one when they're like running away from the cul-de-sac, just like testing their like their trust within themselves, and then they see themselves going through these trials and fighting against each other. And then just to see like who's Eddie's big brother, the one he like idolized and looked up to, but it turns out he wasn't what you think of. He's like actually the bully of the show, and then you see how Eddie repented and said, because he wanted to be like just known, he wanted to be like just popular and be cool with people, even though he tries to hide it around everybody. And that just really just like touched me for that show. And then Billy and Mandy, man, a lot of memorable quotes and funny moments in Billy and Mandy, and then their movies as well too. And then, of course, we have a Caribbean Grim Reaper who speaks full Patois throughout the whole series. Maybe not. But yeah, just a lot I can get into that show. And then, but Billy and Mandy, if y'all trying to find like a good cartoon to start off with, that'll be one of them. And then plus Billy and Invader Zim, they're the same voice actor.
Ooh.
And then Pooka, man, you know how much merch they sold a lot from Pooka, especially from like Box Lunch and Hot Topic. Hero and Pooka, they're like everywhere, and they got like a cartoon. They got like another character that look like Rock Lee. And always like rip his shirts off and comes up with like the nunchucks and stuff. And yeah, Pooka was a really good show it was like a cutesy show, but I started to like it because it was funny. And then last but not least, who doesn't like Justice League, man? Especially Unlimited, when they add like more characters within the series. Especially you start with just the regular five or six, and then it goes to like a whole variety of characters, like DC characters that we don't know of, like having like episodes within each other as well too. And oh man, and then plus John Stewart, Green Lantern.
Yes, our Green Lantern.
You're welcome. The only Green Lantern. What you mean?
Mm-hmm. We ain't got no Guy Gardner. We ain't talking about how we got John.
Perfect. All right, Alexis, you want to bring it home?
Yeah. Okay. So with the ones I picked, I was trying to be kind of strategic about it because I wanted ones that spanned all of the major like cartoon, not stream, but like all the different cartoon networks. So I have Kim Possible from Disney, which was actually one of my favorite cartoons that was streaming on Disney. I have Hey Arnold from Nickelodeon, which is just an absolutely fantastic show that explores a variety of different, I feel very kind of sad and adult themes sometimes. I have Codename Kids Next Door from, was that one on Cartoon Network?
Cartoon Network.
Yep. Yeah, okay. I don't think I know anyone that doesn't like Codename Kids Next Door. That one's always fun to watch. And it's very fantastical of like, oh yeah, all the adults are secretly against us and we have to, yeah. Of course, I loved the Magic School Bus. We would watch it in school. I had to throw in something educational in there, obviously, you know, so parents can justify letting their kids watch my TV network. And then I did Scooby-Doo for like a throwback that everyone enjoys, so adults and children alike. And then, of course, we had to get one in there specifically for adults. So that's why I picked Invincible, which was really, really awesome. And I loved that series so much.
Yes. Season 2 hopefully coming out this year.
Hopefully. Right. I'm excited.
And what are the names of your two networks?
I wanted mine to be Animation Nation.
Okay. And Dante?
So my network is going to be Cajun Creates.
Perfect. Is that with two C's?
Yep, with two C's.
All right, perfect. All right, so with that, we can move forward and get into our random fan theory of the day. It's going to be a cartoon-based one. Alexis, Dante, did y'all have any cartoon-based fan theories you want to throw out that are unrelated to orcas?
I said, like a cartoon theory?
Yes.
Man, this might be a Pokemon one, but I think the leader of Team Rocket is Ash's father.
Nani? Whoa!
I thought what theory was.
Explain.
Tell us more.
And, I don't know. We never saw like Ash's dad before. Like what he like around? All he sees is just Delilah, which is his mom. But I'll say, okay. So what if this man really is Ash's father? Because he had the same kind of drive of love of Pokemon he had, just like how Ash does, but in like a different perspective. And then I've seen it within like just the games and then plus also in the series. Well, a little bit in the series, but mostly in the games, you see like more Giovanni's personality.
Interesting.
Then that's what I thought. I was like, okay, either Ash's father is Giovanni or Sam or Professor Oak.
Yo, Professor Oak hooking up Ash's mom is hilarious to me. I don't know why.
TBH, I subscribe to that theory more than anything else.
I have. It's probably like she was his student or something like that, but then that gets problematic, so we're not going to continue that line of thinking. Alexis, will you give us your fan theory?
So I mentioned this earlier, so I actually had to look up some fan theories because I didn't really know any. And all the ones I saw were super, super depressing. And then I finally stumbled upon one that was like, oh, like all the different characters in SpongeBob are actually representing each of the seven deadly sins. And they had like Mr. Krabs is greed, and then Sandy is pride, Plankton is envy. I think Patrick was sloth, and so on and so forth. And that was kind of interesting. I was like, okay, I can maybe see that one.
Interesting. Michi, got anything?
I was gonna say, so obviously continuing on with that theory, Squidward has to be Wrath, right?
Yeah.
Squidward has to be Wrath. SpongeBob, dang, what would
Hurt
SpongeBob
you?
be? Would it be Lust?
I don't know.
I don't think SpongeBob was. I think they put Pearl as lust, which I was like, okay.
Virtue. That makes
Okay.
sense.
Okay. So you want to talk about dark and depressing theories? Let's go ahead and get into it, right? Have y'all heard about the Rugrats theory?
Yes.
Yes, I just saw it just today and I was horrified.
Yep. So in case for the listeners who are unaware, the Rugrats dark theory is the fact that none of the babies are alive. And as a matter of fact, they're all figments of Angelica's imagination. Now, the reason being is that like they were created because like at some point the kids, they were real, but then they all died due to like very extenuating circumstances or anything like that. So like Tommy was a stillborn, and then like the DeVille, so like Lil and Dil, like they like it was a still no, it was an abortion, but she didn't know like what the gender was, so that's why she created two of them. And it just keeps going, and it's like a super dark theory. And yeah, this girl got schizophrenia, and I subscribe to it. It's very dark. I don't think it I know it's not real, but hey, if it was, then dang. All right, Rugrats, I see you.
Yeah, I know there are some dark Hey Arnold ones too as well, but
Our dog.
all right, so we're just gonna move forward from there. We can do recommendations. Basically, any cartoons that kind of got left off. There were actually a lot that I was surprised got we didn't pick, but there were so many great ones that we did pick. So any recommendations that y'all have for the people and listeners?
Yeah, I'll go first if you're lazy.
Yep, go ahead.
And I'm gonna tell y'all, this is like a four kids legend of a cartoon. And man, if y'all like Sonic, man, go watch Sonic X, man. It's a really good series. It'll make you love the characters, and it makes you want to play the games too.
Gotta go
But Sonic,
fast.
really good classic.
All right. Anyone else?
I was going to say I did not pick this one, but I really liked it when I was younger as Rocko's Modern Life.
Yes.
But it was an excellent show. And then as for some other ones that I didn't pick, mostly due because I didn't know if people had heard of them, but Hell of a Boss is a really good web cartoon series.
Yes.
Love that show. They drop episodes super slowly, but that's okay. I think it's worth it. And then I mentioned earlier, Bee and Puppy Cat is a really good series as well.
Think Billy's voice is on a Hell of a Boss too. He's a Moxie.
Oh, wait. Yeah, actually, I think that is true because I remember they had someone really famous voice acting him.
Yeah, Richard Howitt, I think his name was. Oh, it might be.
Yeah, I can look
Yeah,
it up.
that's Billy.
Nice.
Okay.
Meech.
All right. Well, besides everything we picked here, of course I got a shout out to a real G that unfortunately he did not make it, but I had to tell you about him, Ben 10. The entire series up until the reboot. But yeah, show's goated. Yuri Lowenthal is him, in the voice acting community. And then also I need to just put y'all on game with two shows that may or may not be classified as anime. Well, firstly, Ruby, like that's the OG. Like I remember watching that one as it was coming out, and then I fell off of it because yeah. And then last one was Red versus Blue. It may not be classified as a cartoon, but by golly, that show has me in stitches. I will rewatch it. And it's on Netflix too, of all places. So I was like, just put it on,
and I'd just be laughing in the background as I'm doing anything else. So Red versus Blue, go ahead, watch it.
All right, nice. For me, just to kind of speed run it, the OG X-Men from the 90s that Disney is bringing back, that was definitely a good one. Looney Tunes and Tom and Jerry, I thought would definitely get picked, but it is what it is. Then we got Steven Universe and Adventure Time, and then also Danny Phantom, which was goated as well, along with Teen Titans, and then Powerpuff Girls, one of my favorite TV shows of all time. All right, so moving forward, we're going to get into our plugs. Dante, Alexis, do you have anything you want to plug?
This is a good question. No, I got none, actually.
All right, cool. Meech, let's get our plugs and get up out of here.
All right, so before I just start blazing to death, here we go. We got ourselves our Instagram and our Twitter, BlurredCity22. Like, follow, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications. Boom, let's keep moving. YouTube, Patreon, Blurred City Pod. Hit the subscribe. Bell for notifications when episodes drop. If you donate a little cheddar on Patreon, get access to exclusive episodes like the obliteration and revival of and the resurrection of Spider-Man One More Day. Let's get it. Let's keep going. We got ourselves our Discord linked in our Instagram page. That's where you can join a fine community, send memes, send random fan theories, do all different types of sundry things, even chat suggestions. Moving on, we got ourselves our email address, blurredcity22@gmail.com. Go ahead. That's where you submit questions for Q&A sessions. This is where you submit random fan theories. This is where you submit geek out freak outs. This is where you submit suggestions for the channel as to what episodes we should probably do. This is where you can also submit comments also on the YouTube side as well. And of course, you can find us on any podcast platform that you may be listening to for this respective show. Finally, personal page. I am the Rogue Jedi 21 on TikTok. However long we have TikTok left, its days are numbered. You may see me get moved over to Threads. You may see me move over to Twitch. I actually scratched that because Twitch is slowly dying as well. You may see me go over to Kick. All right, so you may never know, especially as a certain Spider-Man 2 drops. But yeah, that's all I got. What you have?
All right, for my individual author pages, we have my Instagram at @Metri_dash, so @Metri_dash. For my Twitter, we have @TheMad-16. And if you're interested in my book, Phantom Pains, The Most Irregular Tale, that is available on Amazon. So for next week, we are getting into our gaming tournament. So we have 64 games that we're going to do kind of March Madness style, like we did our sports movies of all time. Hopefully, we don't get jumped like we did last time because it ended in a fiasco. But we're doing our best. That's why we're crowdsourcing from some people. After that, we're going to do a DreamCon recap episode. We're going to have the Afropuff Samurai. We're going to all talk about our experience in DreamCon, which is next week when you're hearing this podcast. And then we're going to mostly be a mailbag episode after we do the recap. So with that, we usually leave people with words of encouragement. So Alexis, Dante, if you have something you want to share with the people, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say thank you for inviting me to be on the podcast. It was really fun, and I hope that people can go enjoy some cartoons.
Shoot. Yeah, that's a really good one too. And then yeah, definitely don't be afraid of what people say about like watching cartoons, say it's only for kids. It's just no cartoon for everybody. Because that's how we show who we are as people. And then yeah, and then if you love something, show it out. That's can that describes who you are as a person. And yep, definitely drink water because it's hot in these streets. It's got like 106, so drink water and stay safe, people. And yeah, man, that's it. And then my Instagram is just Dejan Cajun. So yeah.
Perfect. So like we always say, it's not goodbye forever unless we evaporate due to this heat, but we'll just say it's goodbye for now. And that's the Blurred City Podcast.
See you later. I need some water.